Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on a sensational Saturday.
I'm Harold Harrigan. That's my fine wife, Beth.
Hallelujah. You know, this is one of my favorite scriptures, although I have so many there, it's very hard to count. But it's Proverbs 3:24. 3:24. Everybody ought to know it and quote it. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet.
I like that one,
too.
That
is a very good...
In fact, we quote that frequently.
We do quote it on occasion, that's for sure. You're not only not afraid, you can sleep.
Amen. On today's call, we're going to discuss 7, 8, or 9 things you'll like.
However many we come up with.
Why do or should you give? Well, first, I like it. I like giving because of the way it makes me feel.
That's it.
If you've ever experienced a sparkle in a child's eye or the tear in an adult's eye when you give them a gift, whether expected or unexpected, then you know why we like giving.
That's right.
If you ever watched the expression of someone as they informed, as they were informed, their meal had already been paid for, without them knowing it, then you know why we like giving. We also like giving because it's God's nature to bless.
That's right.
James 1:17, God's Word translation. Every good and present, perfect gift comes from above, from the Father who made the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Mm-mm-mm.
Good scripture. God loves giving good gifts. So, since we were created in His image and after His likeness, as it says in Genesis 1:26, then we should like giving as well.
That's right. Second thing, and more importantly, God likes it when we give. He likes us to be His blessings here on earth. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7 in the Message Bible says, remember, a stingy planter gets a stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you will give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. You know, not only does God delight in our giving, it makes us, hey, don't you love this? Indispensable to Him. He wants to be a giver. So He uses us to give. 2 Corinthians 9:7, Classic Amplified Bible, says it this way. Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, He takes pleasure in,
yes,
prizes above other things, and, you ready for it? Is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous prompt to do it giver, whose heart is in His giving.
Third, we bless. I love that scripture. Third, we bless others by our giving. Here are 7 ways you bless others in your giving. When you give a smile, you brighten up somebody else's day. When you give your time, you bless somebody with a need. When you listen to what someone has to say, you give value to their opinions and your friendship. When you greet someone with a handshake or a hug, you give them respect and recognition. When you give someone a helping hand, you help the hand of, well, you become the hand of God on earth. When we give loving kindness, we'll receive more of what we've sown. When you give a gift, you're demonstrating the nature of your Heavenly Father. 2 Corinthians 9:13 in God's Word translation. You will honor God through this genuine act of service because of your commitment to spread the good news of Christ and because of your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. Fourth, I get blessed as others are blessed. We get blessed. You get blessed as we bless others and as they are blessed. When we give to your church, our church, a ministry, or an individual, we're blessed by our giving. Ephesians 6:8, knowing whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. What good thing we've done for others, God is going to do for us. We tell you, we like the idea of God giving to us. Galatians 6:7, classic Amplified Bible. Do not be deceived, deluded, misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself, who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he'll reap. Deuteronomy 15:10, New Living Translation. Give generously to the poor, not grudgingly, for the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. It's impossible to give others without us being blessed.
That's right.
Deuteronomy 15:10, Message Bible. Give freely and spontaneously. Don't have a stingy heart. The way you handle matters like this triggers God, your God's blessings in everything you do, all your work and ventures. There are always going to be poor and needy people among you. So I command you, always be generous. Open purse and hands. Give to your neighbors in trouble, your poor and hurting neighbors.
Wow. Fifth, we solve problems by our giving. Isn't that wonderful? We remember someone years ago when we worked with a mighty man of God who received a smug, condescending letter from a Christian magazine publisher. We're going to disguise the identity, who valued himself a little more highly than others. Anyway, our mentor took the high road, whereas we really wanted to take this egotistic writer out, but, you know, because we loved our mentor. But our mentor took the high road and wrote a very short conciliatory paragraph and sent the guy two bonk pens valued at about $300 apiece. The man wrote back a gushing letter about the pens with no mention of his previous offense. In fact, the way he oohed and aahed over the gift, you'd never know that he'd ever written such a letter in the first place. Proverbs 21:14 can teach us a thing or two. It says, a quietly given gift soothes an irritable person. A heartfelt present cools a hot temper.
Wow.
There is some real truth in that.
Hallelujah.
You know, the thing about it is that God, he restores, he blesses, he helps us when we take what he calls, I shouldn't say he calls it, we call the high road, but you know what he calls it? Love. Because God is love. And the way to solve every problem and everything that would come our way literally comes from showing the love of God in our hearts.
And that's extremely important.
It is extremely important.
Honey, I think we need to kind of go back over some of these again, because this is such an important teaching.
And we might have even forgotten a few things when we were going through it. Is that it?
That's it.
But the point being is that there are, you got that, baby?
Yeah.
There's just ways of being able to, be givers in this life. We are God's hands, we are God's feet, we are God's mouthpiece, and we are also the ones and the only ones who are going to care enough, you know, and I shouldn't really say that because there are people who do care, but it's the love of God. I mean, it's the God in them that they don't even know is there.
You know, I really like that first point about giving. Why do you or should you give? First, we like it.
That's right.
We like giving because of the way it makes us feel.
Yeah.
And we're able to bless others.
And we are the blessers of this life. That's what, it's God coming through us. And that really, in a sense, is like the second one. God likes it when we give.
Yes, he does.
We are his givers.
And not only does he delight in our giving, it makes us indispensable to him.
Yeah.
Because that scripture we read in 2 Corinthians 9:7, says that he takes pleasure in, prizes above all things, and is unwilling to do without
you. Did you hear? He's unwilling to do without you.
Amen.
Because I know that the people who listen to our voice every morning are givers. So many, I mean, you bless us so much just by your giving and loving attitude. Let me tell you, there's a lot of Christians out there that I really love and think a lot of, but they haven't really accepted and understood the principle of giving. Because they give, but it's more like, I need to give because that's what's expected of me. But I'm telling you, when you get on the other side of that, of realizing that your giving is an investment. It's an investment in the kingdom. It's an investment in changing people's lives. Money means a lot to people. And when they can learn to be able to let it go and be a blessing to somebody else, their own lives are so enriched that you just see, I mean, you're able to receive from the Lord in ways that I think other people are not able to. And even though they're Christians and they live for the Lord and love the Lord, until you can let go of that seed, and that's what it is, it's seed. If they realized how much that seed is in the ground, you know, when you are putting seed in kingdom ground, when you bless people,
yes, you are,
with your giving. And it doesn't matter exactly like we went through earlier, how you give. It's just the love of God coming through you.
Yes.
You could give valued advice. That you don't even know that the Lord is using you for.
Yes.
I had a good friend who wanted to expand her business, and she said, I think I'm going to, you know, do this and this and this and this. And she said, what do you think? And we were having lunch. I'm like, I didn't even think about what I was saying. Well, I said, well, you know, it doesn't really matter what I think. It matters what God thinks, you know? And she told me later, I mean, I was just, it was in passing. She told me later, she goes, you know, I decided to really seek the Lord and he didn't want me to be doing that. And if I hadn't heard your voice that day, I might've gone into something I shouldn't have gone into. And I had no clue that I was giving her. But see, when you just
flow. That's because God was using you.
That's what I'm saying about is like when you flow in the way that God wants you to, being a giver, he will use you in ways that you don't even know you're being used. And you may or may not on this side understand that.
You know that fourth point?
But the point, yeah, being blessed to be a blessing.
To others. That's Ephesians 6:8.
Yeah.
The scripture that I think defines our lives.
Well, I know it's one of your favorite or your favorites.
It is.
I've got so many favorites, it's really hard to know. But
and the fourth one we talked about.
Well, we're solving problems.
That's it.
Because
why are giving?
Giving allows you to, yeah, it's just the flow of giving. Wow, we're running out of time.
I know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Think on these things.
And have a sensational Saturday.
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Isn't God good?
May everything you do today
supercharged.
Bring glory to the Lord.
Yes, amen.
And terrify the devil. Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.